Hey guys, Conan here to tell you about a brand new Team Coco podcast. It's called Where Everybody Knows Your Name with Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson sometimes. Woody's not always there, but he's there a lot. It's a really fun time where Ted and Woody are reunited more than 30 years after their first time together on Cheers. You'll hear some great guests on the show like Will Arnett, Jane Fonda, Chef Jose Andres, Kristen Bell, even me. Yes, that's right. I got to join the guys for an episode, which we recorded on the rooftop of the Team Coco office. The full episode is out now. Here's a short clip.
Let me pick your brain about podcasts,
yep.
Right? You know, okay. Woody and I being new at this. Do you sit there and think, wait, Mike, I don't want my kids to hear me be this way or tell this story? Do you, or my mom and my dad, do you censor yourself?
Not really. Okay. I don't, and I'll tell you, and this is going to sound like a joke, but it's not. My children have no interest in listening to my podcast, and I take that as a healthy sign. So they will never hear this because they care about themselves and their lives, and I am a figure, you know, like a sitcom dad is always a figure of ridicule. I am a sitcom dad when I go home. They're not interested. I'll say something and there's a lot of eye rolling and yeah, dad, that's what it's called, a GIF. No, it's GIF, you know, whatever. I'm the idiot. Ooh, there's a laugh track. And my parents don't consume podcasts at their age.
So I don't, you can say what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's about spelling, but you can. No, you don't want to insult him.
No, I feel badly about that. He made some good shows and then some other shows, you know, but whatever. He's a good man, and who am I to say things?
What do you do when you have a guest that's like pulling teeth? Because this has been a real challenge today for me and Woody, to be honest.
This is the most taxing challenge.
I am withholding.
Holy God.
What do you do with people, though? Seriously.
It's so funny because I learned this from years and years of doing the late night show, but it hasn't really happened on the podcast because on the podcast, you don't make as many, you know?
Right.
The real challenge was do a late night show, and I ended up doing like whatever it is, 4,000 hours of broadcasting, three guests a night, or sometimes not even music, sometimes three talk guests a night, and you do the math and you realize there were so many times I was out there with the seventh lead on a WB show that you've never heard of that lasted 3 months named Saz Bickler. And I'm like, here he is. And he's 19. He's had no life experience. And he plays Chiz. So here, you all know us. He's Chiz on You Better Not. Saz Bickler. And he would come out. And he's just, you know, 6 weeks ago was working at whatever, polishing trays at Chipotle. And now he's sitting there and... Yeah, sometimes lightning strikes and this kid has an amazing things to say, but there's a lot of times where they've got absolutely nothing to say. And so I would just start talking. And fortunately, a sidekick, Andy Rector, is really funny. And Andy would be sitting on the other side. And I'd be like, you know, Saz, it's funny because it says you worked at Chipotle. Now, I was at Chipotle once. And I have to say, and then Andy would go like, oh, don't get me started on Chipotle. And we would go and Saz would be laughing. And then the whole thing would be over. And I'd say, Saz, fantastic. You know, oh, no, you better not. Check it out on the WB. And everyone would applaud. And then my producer afterwards would say, you know, you were worried about him. I thought Saz did pretty well. And I'd say, Saz didn't say a fucking thing. He didn't say a fucking thing. Look at the fucking tape. It's me and Andy talking about Chipotle.
Hey, if you like that, head over to Where Everybody Knows Your Name to listen to the rest of my conversation with Ted and Woody. Now, and be sure to subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts. These guys are really fun. Check it out.